We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before I begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning, happy day before Friday. My name is Edgar, this is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What's happening, everybody?
Before I continue saying good morning, I just want to say the youngest member of our crew hit a huge monumental moment in her life. We'll get to it in a second. Good morning, beautiful Chelsea.
Good morning.
Chelsea's not the youngest, I guess.
I know. I was like, whoa.
Hey, before I get on, move on to this old bag over here. I'm telling you about this young
chick.
That's
literally how I just felt. I was trying not to shed a tear just then. It's fine.
You're the second youngest.
No, I'm not, actually.
I feel like Brad's got everybody, but he looks and feels the oldest.
Producer Brad is younger than you, Jesse?
Yes.
No way.
Isn't that insane? I know. I don't believe it either.
No way, Producer Brad.
Yeah.
Get out of here, bro.
He's an old soul, and that beard really will... When a man grows out like a big old bushy beard, they become like impossible to guess their age.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he does it to hide double chins.
He says. Yeah, exactly.
Good morning.
Edgar just mowing people down today. Hi. Chelsea, you're old. Brad, you're fat.
Who's next?
Who wants a piece of the champ?
My voice is somewhat back, and I'm ready to dish it. Let's go. Yeah. Good morning to our youngest member.
Oh, my gosh.
Tamra, hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You can also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, Vintage Brad.
Good morning.
And good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Majestic seemed a little afraid to say hi.
Love you, bro.
I love you, man.
You guys are tripping. I don't know, man. Yesterday you said you wouldn't choose me if you were about to get jumped to be with you, Dad.
Oh, just because, for your family's sake. Edgar, don't want anything to happen to you.
Moving right along. We got to celebrate this, y'all. The youngest member of our crew, a.k.a. Tamra, right here, hit a huge monumental moment in her life. She finally moved out of her parents' home in Palmdale.
Whoa! Hold on.
What happened? That's what she said yesterday. She said she moved out.
No. She moved with her parents to a different house. So she's still living with her house. With her parents, they just moved houses.
Yeah. So Tam's family moved out of Palmdale.
Wait, so she still lives at home with her parents?
Yeah,
oh my
she,
God.
So she's, yeah, she does.
It's a new home.
But you know what? It's
Dude,
okay.
When I heard it yesterday, I thought she like moved out of her parents' home. And that's why we were celebrating.
No, you weren't listening correctly.
Damn.
Yeah, I actually knew
it's
that
still
too.
Still a celebration then.
But hey, get this though. She doesn't have to drive from Palmdale anymore.
There we
go. Like,
yeah.
She's
that's a celebration.
She's in one, like, where are you at now?
It's in 30 minutes, right? 30
Valencia.
Minute
Valencia,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, listen, that's good something stuff to celebrate too, baby. 30
hey,
minutes.
Six Flags, hey!
Six Flags is her backyard now, you know what I'm saying? Congratulations. How's it going? Are you cool with the house your parents chose? Or are you a little mad at them?
No, I'm cool. I'm loving it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you get a bigger room?
Yeah.
Oh!
Well, not really bigger, but I have a closet because in the other house I didn't have a closet.
Yeah, man.
She's like, I'm in the master bedroom.
Right.
I don't know if you guys do that.
She's like, I told my parents I'd stop talking about on the radio if I got the master, right, which I blew today. Thanks, Edgar.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
So over 1,000 guns were found at a home near Playboy Mansion just yesterday. A vintage dude actually was chilling at the pad and had all these guns.
It's like Bel Air?
Yeah, bro. So my question to you, though, is it legal for you to have over 1,000 guns in your home? Is it illegal? Chelsea, what do you think?
I would hope so.
Right.
That just seems a little ridiculous.
I feel like it seems like logically you should be able to say absolutely not, but I don't think, I've never heard of any law saying you can't have a certain number of legally registered guns. As long as they're legal, you can. I'm assuming, I guess you could have as many as you want.
I was talking to producer Brad about this earlier this morning, and as you guys know him, he was like, you have the right to bear arms and protect yourself.
Oh, gosh.
From what, bro?
What are we?
Aliens invading Earth? Have you, 1,000 guns?
Have you not seen Walking Dead, man? Dude. Come on.
Zombie apocalypse? What's going on?
No manches, bro. So here's ABC7 telling us more about that. The answer is revealed in the story.
Federal agents have cleared the property here on Beverly Glen after a pretty rare and shocking find. The question remains this morning is, why did this suspect have so many guns? More than 1,000 firearms were seized. Now, we should clarify that it is legal to own over 1,000 guns, but they need to be acquired legally and sold legally.
Guys, Brian, yes, you're right. It is legal. There's nothing in the law that restrains you from legally buying all these guns and chilling and having them in your pack.
I feel like at that point, though, I'm not going to tell you can't own a certain number of guns, but what I would say is, like, if you're going to hit a certain number of guns, you have to, I feel like there needs to be a law saying they have to be, like, secured in a way where someone can't just roll up into your... Now, granted, if you have 1,000 guns, rolling up on somebody is probably a little bit more difficult, but if that guy... I mean, like, where does he put him? He's got, like, one in his, like, oh, here's my silverware drawer gun.
Like, everywhere. You'd have
to. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Authorities had to bring, like, moving trucks to be able to, like, get all of these guns. So, shout out to our authorities, man. That was a great bust right there. Also happening yesterday, very interesting. Joe Biden started campaigning here in SoCal. And, you know, Joe Biden, I bet on his own, nobody told him to go to this place, ended up rolling up to King Taco on Pico and Union. And I do give him props for this. Guess what kind of taco he ordered?
Carne asada.
Nope.
Pastor.
Yes, bro. Yeah. Al Pastor. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Al Pastor, that was a good choice.
He definitely did not make that choice because homeboy's from Pennsylvania, yeah. And there's never been Al Pastor anything in Pennsylvania.
That was the first time he ever had that, for sure. 100%.
So there's that. We got the Dammy Dumb story of the day coming your way.
Dammy Dumb.
Coming out of Argentina, courtesy of San Diego, 33-year-old Ariel Buteau just pleaded guilty to 2 years in prison for scamming over 250 people in various, Mexico and South American countries extorting them for selling fake sex potions and love spells.
Tell me more.
Chelsea's like, the real question is, did they work?
Yeah. Well, they're fake. They're fake, Chels. So this guy was targeting people online, like through Facebook up here, and then through various, like a Craigslist site in Mexico. And he'd get people, it's a different site. I can't remember, the name is different.
Lista de Juan.
Okay, at least okay. Juan's list.
Great.
Yes, it works for me. Sounds way worse when I say it than when Edgar says it. Okay, so what he'd target them online.
When I do stuff like that, it sounds racist.
Sure does.
He would target them and say, look, I can make you fall in love. I can make your sex life better, blah, blah. He's a self-proclaimed sorcerer, which I believe is the only type of sorcerer available. Self-proclaimed. And here's the thing. I don't think what he was doing was illegal until this little caveat at the end of it. He said, in order to complete the love spell, the people had to film themselves performing various rated XXX acts and sending them to him that he would post on his website. So basically...
No thanks.
Right. He would trick you into thinking you're going to fall in love, but to finish the spell that they would, like, concoct, and I imagine these videos in Argentina were, like, super cheesy.
Yeah.
Like a scene from a movie with, like, a cauldron that was steamy.
Yeah.
throwing, like, spices inside it. They'd have to send the video. He'd post the video. And there's one undisclosed public figure who's suing him for $250,000. They ain't too happy about the act they put on video.
So, Chelsea, the love potions, the love spell did get you some action just with yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, facts though, and this is true right here, man. There are people that resort to spells and what are called amarres, if you will. And one of the ways that I've heard, because I worked in Spanish radio for many years, and we would talk about this kind of stuff. People would call in and be like, yeah, man, I went to this brujo, sorcerer type of situation, and they would tell me to do this. And one of them is, for a lady, you know, once a month you get your period, and they would say, put some of that, what comes out, into a red drink and give it to your man. Oh. And that would keep him around.
Hell no.
From there on out, I was, you know, thankfully I have an amazing wife. I don't have to worry about that. But just saying, if you think there's something fishy in your red Gatorade or your agua de Jamaica.
Probably a better word to use than that.
Just FYI. I'm just saying, because they would have to put it into a red drink, my man.
No, I'd say risque. I think fishy's not what you want to use.
The Chelsea Report.
Oh, we've got more royal baby news. Mm. Hopefully you're not sick of this these updates, but this is a good one, you guys.
It's Yeah.
Thank you for that.
We've got more royal baby news. We hope you're not sick of.
And this one's good, though. It's a scandal.
Not the fact that, like, they brought a baby to the world. That, no. You know, but the scandal.
It's a scandal.
Oh, that's when it gets
Everybody can have a royal baby, but come on. What, a scandalous baby?
Scandal. Okay, so was baby Archie actually born 2 weeks ago and not 2 days ago, as they're claiming, of course? Well, you guys might remember, I kind of reported on it 2 weeks ago. Ambulances showed up to the castle where Meghan and Harry were staying.
That's right.
I was like, oh my gosh, I think she's in labor. Everyone thought that. But then, eerily, it kind of went quiet. We didn't hear anything, happened. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, there could be any, you know, they could have made an explanation, but the fact they didn't make an announcement, you figured like, oh, ambulance showed up, maybe she thought,
mm-hmm.
you know.
False labor. That
we
happened
had
to
that,
my wife
yeah,
a lot.
We had that here.
Totally.
False labor, yeah.
Well, now we're starting to think that maybe that was Archie's actual birthday, because yesterday when Prince Harry and Meghan introduced Archie to the world, it seems like at one point Harry totally slipped up and kind of said 2 weeks.
Okay.
And here's the audio.
He has the sweetest temperament. He's really calm, and it's been a special couple days.
Everyone says that babies change so much over 2 weeks. We're basically
there it is.
Sort of monitoring how the changing process happens over this next month, really. It's only been, what, 2.5 days, 3 days?
Yeah.
Oh! One little bundle of joy.
Meghan said the last few days, initially, she did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And then Homeboy said 2 weeks. And that's usually like if you've ever had a significant other and you mess up, you say something you're not supposed to, you get that little elbow.
Boom! Uh-huh. Right in the ribs.
Oh, damn, what did I do?
You look at the look on her face. You see like a little bit of panic, but then she kind of like dials it back.
Yeah.
You know, like just play it cool. We're royals. Just play it cool.
Mm.
So there's that.
The baby did look a little too cute for being only a few
right.
days old. Let's be honest.
Didn't have.
True.
If it was a natural birth, which I don't know if we know that information yet. If it's a natural birth, usually babies have a little bit of a cone head
mm-hmm.
coming out through that canal.
And like the complexion's all off and weird and stuff.
Fact. So, and it was a pretty big baby.
Yeah, so there's that. Also, apparently, and this is great, so Prince George, William and Kate's 5-year-old son, may have also leaked his cousin's baby name back in January. This is so cute, though. Listen, because, okay, so according to this woman who basically came across George in the street with, he was there with his grandmother, Carol Middleton.
Tons of security, I hope.
Well, you know.
Kids out there playing double dutch on the street.
Basically, Carol Middleton, who's Kate's mom, was basically like, you can't take pictures, but you can have a talk to George. I don't know if that's how it works. Whatever, she knelt down, started talking to him, and she looked at George and she said, "What's your name?" Like, just kind of playing with him, and he goes, "People call me Archie," with a big smile on his face. And I guess the woman, she like now is doing an interview, and she's like, "I was kind of confused, but sort of just played along with it." But obviously now it's like, oh, he no, must no. have heard the adults talking about maybe naming the baby Archie, which is
so
cute.
You can't trust the royal family. That's what we learned here.
Yeah,
to keep a secret.
Sorry about
Listen,
that, guys.
My Irish grandmother's been saying that since I was a baby. Can't trust the British royal family.
I wonder why.
Bebe Rexha shutting down plastic surgery rumors. Mm. Apparently, people have been saying that she's had a nose job and butt implants.
Okay.
Well, Bebe is saying, no, first of all, and I believe her with this one, she said, if I did get plastic surgery, I would be honest about it.
True.
And then she also said, she admitted she's scared to go under the knife and that she actually has a deviated septum and she keeps getting sinus infections, so she actually should get it fixed, but she doesn't want to mess up her nose. But she did admit that one day she wants to get her chest lifted if that makes her feel better. So there you go.
Butt implants are a little bit confusing because I feel like people just show up and they're like, they got a butt that's way bigger than it was 3 months before that. And I don't remember any of your gym selfies, Iggy Azalea, not to mention any names. But what I'm saying, but then no one wants to ever say like, yeah, I wanted a butt augmentation. It seems like it's looked down upon versus like if you get breast implants.
Facts, man. P90X though, maybe, bro. You never know.
At home gym?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
could be possible. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to AmpRadio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How would it feel to win $1,000 this morning? That would feel real good. Your chance coming up at 7:10, but right about now, confess who did you dirty. Give us a call. Was it an ex? Was it a family member? A coworker? 877-971-HITS. Vanessa from Santa Monica, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, is your name truly Vanessa, or did our phone screener just forget the A at the end?
It's Vanessa.
All right, Vanessa, who did you dirty? Vent about it. Get it out and move on.
Well, I don't know if I'm moving on yet, but...
All right.
So, long story short, I was with my boyfriend for 8 years. We took a break. We spoke to each other. We said we couldn't live without each other. So, the plans were for me to move back for the new year. And keep in mind, he controlled my whole life. Always sent him my location just to make sure I was home. Mm. Always telling me, like, you're cheating. I don't trust you. And I'm like, no, I love you. I want to move back. So one night I woke up at 1 a.m. and I had this gut feeling and I'm like, F that. So I call his phone like a million times. Finally, I'm 5 minutes away from his house. He finally answers and goes, what's going on? Why are you calling me so much? I said, where the hell are you? And so I get to the house, I pull up and he's running out of the house with another woman in his car, locks me out of the car. And keep in mind, she had a little mini freaking dress on with his sweater. Okay.
Oh my gosh, that doesn't even match. That must have looked terrible.
I bought that sweater for him.
Oh, damn. Get out of here.
Oh my gosh.
Sucio.
So they lock themselves in the car. I block them in.
Good for you.
I got in the car. I had a little pocket knife in there.
Whoa.
I start slashing tires.
Jeez.
My iPhone became a flip phone because I was banging the glass trying to break in.
Wow.
Everyone on the block came out. It was humiliating.
Vanessa.
Wow.
So what did the judge say when they...
I literally lost my mind. Like 8 years. I finally looked this skank. Are you kidding me?
Vanessa, by the way, this is a great example of, and I hate this, when especially a lot of dudes do this, like, yo, chicks are crazy.
Ugh.
And it's like...
Yeah. Well, wonder why.
No, right. You're not crazy, but exactly. I believe a lot of times us dudes trigger these reactions.
No, I am a little crazy.
Listen, it goes like Vanessa, they just are, okay?
It's important for people, both women and men, to acknowledge what they had to do with the crazy situation, right?
But I have to say, he has been trying really hard to gain my trust back.
You're not, you can't do it.
I have a son. I have a 13-year-old. I'm so close to, like, giving in.
Nope.
And I don't know what to do.
No, he's not going to change
Vanessa,
for you. Really, and given this situation.
I don't know. We'll see.
Let me put it to you like this, real quick. If your son, right, when he grows up, God willing, this doesn't happen, but is in the same situation where a girl is doing him dirty like this, what advice would you give him?
I can't answer that right now.
No, yeah, you can't, because you'd say bounce. You'd say get out of there.
I know, but I guess. It's complicated.
I know it's probably a lot more complicated. We don't know all the angles of the story, but just do keep that in mind. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you want the best for your son. You know the advice you would give your son if he was in a situation like yours. And also, Vanessa is just wondering, like, is it going to be healthy for you to get back with him in the sense of, in the back of your mind, are you still going to be thinking about him?
Yeah. Well, you trust him fully.
And you're going to carry a pocket knife on you so you can get those tires again.
Well, he can afford it, so whatever.
That's funny.
I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever trust. I'm taking it day by day, and I feel like I kind of believe him. That, you know,
but will you be able to trust him ever again, 100%?
I don't think so.
Do you want to live the rest of your life like that?
No.
Vanessa, we love you. We wish you all the best. I think deep down inside, you know what the right thing to do is. And just know that you do deserve to be fully happy and to be with a person that you fully trust and that fully respects you. You deserve that.
Oh, thank you.
All right?
All right. Have a good day, guys.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Happy day before Friday. How well do you know your music? Because if you know it really well, it can get you some Nick Jonas tickets right about now. They go on sale tomorrow, but you get to win them before they come out at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com by playing the Name That Song Game Remix Edition. You got to guess 2 out of 3 song names correctly, only based off of the lyrics of the song you're hearing. The key is to not get swayed by the beat. For example, it's a Mi Gente beat, but you wouldn't say that answer. Mm-hmm. Don't get swayed by that. The correct answer would be
Ariana Grande, Thank You Next.
That's correct, Chelsea.
But you only have to say Thank You Next.
That's it. You don't even have to know the artist.
Name. I mean, but you should know the artist.
You should, but then the problem is people just start yelling the artist's name, and that's not the answer.
Mm, it's getting trickier and trickier.
You guys are tough.
Penny from Newport Beach, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us, Penny. You think you got this 2 out of 3?
Oh, I hope so. I'm going to try.
All right. Well, if you don't win, Gina, who's waiting on the line from Cyprus, will automatically get your tickets. Gina, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Gina, any words for Penny, who's about to enter this contest?
Yeah, good luck.
She didn't mean it.
Oh, so sweet. Thanks.
I think she meant it. Yeah, she sounds nice.
Good luck.
I did.
See?
Like, kill her with kindness.
Yeah. Absolutely. Here we go, Penny. Here's your very first one. Name the song just based off of lyrics. Here we go.
This is hard.
That was new.
Penny, girl, this has got to be the hardest one DJ Majestica's ever done because it is a fairly new song. But do you know the name of this song?
The Informer?
Ooh.
Oh, she's going in the Wayback Machine there.
I mean, yes, it is like the Informer B and vibe, but it's actually Daddy Yankee Con Calma.
Okay.
Oh, that's a tough one.
That feels unfair.
DJ Majestic, y'all, that was dirty, bro. All right, you got 2 more coming your way, Penny.
Okay.
You get half a point
you
for
got
that
this.
One. All right, here we go. I believe in you. Here we go. You better get this one, Penny.
I got that one. It's the Jonas Brothers, Sucker.
Yeah!
There we go. I knew you had it.
If you're calling for Jonas Brothers tickets, I hope you get this one right here.
You got to automatically lose if you don't get that one right.
Oh, my God. It comes down to this last song. Name the song just based off of lyrics, not the beat, Penny. If not,
okay.
Gina is waiting to jack your tickets. Gina, anything else you want to say to Penny?
I do want the tickets, but good luck.
The truth Thank comes you. Out. The truth comes out.
I wish you'd been like, I got that first one.
All right. Penny, here we go. The last one for you to win these tickets. What's the name of the song based only off of the lyrics? Let's go. I did not believe that it would end, no. Everything came second to the band's all. You're not even speaking to my friends, no. Ooh. You know all my uncles and my aunts, though. 20 candles blown, I didn't open your eyes. We were looking forward to the rest of our lives. Used to keep my picture posted by your bedside. Now I see you dress up with the socks you don't like. And I'm rolling, 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 rolling with my brothers like it's Jonas, Jonas. Like it's Jonas. Drinking Henny and I'm trying to forget. Penny, do you know the answer to this one?
Better Now by Post Malone.
Yes! Yay!
Good job! Oh. That was awesome.
Penny, congratulations! Yes.
Thank you. I was nervous.
Oh, my gosh. You won the Jonas Bros tickets before they go on sale. Let's check in with Gina. Gina, what do you want to say to Penny that just won?
Congratulations. You won fair and square.
Thank you.
Guess what? Penny's so nice. She's going to invite you to the concert, Gina.
Like, ha ha ha.
And we just made it awkward.
Totally not.
Awkward pause.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report.
So we caught up with the fellas of BTS this week, and I have some audio from our interview I'm going to play. That's up next in the Chelsea Report at 7:50.
Very, very special message that they have specifically for you living here in LA that I didn't really know about this.
Yeah.
So it's really, really dope. Speaking about special moments and things, I do want to share this, and I want to invite those of you that are listening. Today's a special moment, man. Full circle. I got invited out to speak at my elementary school to do a motivational speech. And such a blessing, because when we immigrated from Mexico to this country when I was five, we moved into my tia Nena's house with my primas out there in Santa Ana. And I went to two elementary schools in Santa Ana, which were Hoover Elementary and Garfield. And then we finally raised up enough money to buy a house out in Mira Loma. And I went to Mission Bell Elementary. So the principal reached out to me on Instagram. And she so happens to be one of my good friend's mom from high school.
Oh,
and she's now the principal at Mission Bell Elementary. Not only that, but I found out that my good friend Johnny, who I went to college with at Cal Poly Pomona, his wife Bree is the school psychologist at my old elementary.
I feel like you know everybody, dog.
Right? Yo, and the IE and the OC, what up? But it's absolutely special. You're all invited. It's at 5 p.m. at Mission Bell Elementary for parents and students. It will be in English and in Spanish about my story and my family's journey coming to this country and just talking about, you know what, you don't have to come from a perfect family or a privileged area or neighborhood to be able to do great things in life and want to do and accomplish what you want to do, especially being an immigrant. So, una invitación para todos los padres de familia que hablan español pero sus hijos nos escuchan ahorita. Voy a dar una plática de motivación en la escuela Mission Bell Elementary en Mira Loma. Big shout out to all the parents that are listening. We'll see you out there. It's absolutely free. We'll see you there. We got some prizes from 97.1 Amp Radio. 5 p.m. today in my old elementary school, man. This is wild, guys.
You know, when you go there, make sure you stop by the bathrooms and look how low to the ground the urinals are.
I finally don't have to be on my tippy toes to use them, dude. Mission Bell Elementary. We'll see you at 5 p.m.
The Chelsea Report.
Tyra Banks, at the age of 45, makes her return to the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, and she looks bomb.
Get it, girl.
Yeah, this is a huge deal because back in 1997, 23 years ago, Tyra became the first black woman to grace the cover, and now she's come out of modeling retirement for this cover, and seriously, she looks better than ever. Like, you put the two covers next to each other, and they don't look different. Like, you know, she just looks amazing.
She kind of looks better now, and that's not fair. You feel me? It's just like, really, her and J-Lo's. It's like, come on.
Well, she looks healthier, like more of an actual woman. When she was 19, she was still doing that, like, on that I can't eat carbs unless it's air. It's air diet.
Yeah,
And then now she looks like she's, like, healthy and happy.
Yeah, good for her, man. Really, that's awesome. Really cool. The directors of Avengers Endgame have revealed that the Marvel Cinematic Universe will soon take a major step for LGBTQ representation as they're about to reveal their first gay character.
Wow.
Filmmakers Joe and Anthony Russo said the big reveal will come in an upcoming film.
Okay.
And they actually suggested it's a person or hero that fans already know.
Okay.
Is this the first openly gay character in the MCU?
Yes, openly gay character, yes. There's been insinuations about other characters' sexuality, but this is the first openly gay.
Who else is gay?
We're going to find out.
It's a story for another day.
That is.
That was everybody's question in the mind, like, then, who else is?
Right.
How many Marvel movies? I think you mentioned it yesterday, Chelsea.
22.
Yeah.
22 are going to come out between now and...
Oh, no, there's 22 have already been out. 11.
11 more, 11 more.
11 more are going to be coming out here very soon, right? So we'll find out when it's 11.
I hope it's a character that, like, one is, look, they said already established, maybe. But I hope it's, like, a really famous one.
Yeah.
That, because we don't know if these folks have girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever. We never see their significant others. I hope it's one that is a total shocker.
Yeah.
Not one that we think, like, oh, that, I've always thought that one's, you know what I mean? I hope it's, like, the Incredible Hulk.
Yes.
Like, something's, I'd just be so cool to have a character that people looked at and wouldn't think that, and they're like, oh, we never knew.
Yeah.
And you could, anyone's sexual preference can be
not
anyone.
Necessarily stereotypical.
Exactly.
And you always have that one friend in your group who's like, oh, man, I got such a good gaydar. And you're like, really, bro? Like, okay, whatever.
Wrong.
Exactly.
So we caught up with the fellas of BTS this week while they were in town. It was actually just days after they performed two sold-out shows at the Rose Bowl.
So good.
Huge, huge, huge. But it was cool to hear what they had to say about how special LA is to them.
You know, like, when we come to LA, I actually already said this, but, you know, it feels like our second home because We came here in 2014. You know, nobody knows us. We had to put the advertisement papers out for our performance. So like 200 people came for the show.
Wow.
Remember that? And you know, it was a very starting, still remember it.
Yeah.
For the support of, you know, many people, of course, supported, but especially the LA BTS Army.
Yeah.
They were, you know, one of the most supportive like fan base in throughout the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, you guys helped us, and you know, we're here because of you guys.
You guys also just sold out 2 shows at the Rose Bowl.
Right.
That's so huge.
You know, we just tried to enjoy the ride. We'd be the only artist to perform in Rose Bowl in 2019.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was just so honored, and you know, others keep saying, you guys are telling us the good words and the good news, and we're just trying to, you know, not miss the handle and just try to enjoy the ride.
Started from the bottom, now they're here.
Did BTS just kind of retire the Rose Bowl as a venue for a hot minute for like top 40 artists?
Seriously,
right?
Though.
Now anyone's going to be measured against like the BTS measurement. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, they sold it out 2 nights. And now we have artists that struggle and just hope for 1. And these are monster artists. We're not talking about like some rando who's on their way up, like established folks. But now it's like that's the benchmark.
It's funny because we talk about them, you know, all year long and how they're the biggest band in the world. And then you're in this room with them and they just seem so normal.
So
like, there's
humble,
nothing.
Man.
Yeah, they're so humble. And even us, we're kind of geeking out. We're like, God, this is huge. Like, number 1 in the Billboard 200, number 1 in the Hot 100. And they're just like, yeah, man, we're just grateful.
Right?
It's so cool.
Never been around 7 more chill millionaires.
Yeah.
And it's not that, like, fake humble. You ever met somebody like that that's, like, fake humble?
Yeah.
But as you're quoting things they've accomplished, they add stuff to it?
Like,
listen, man, we're just grateful. But you forgot about those Grammys. And then, you know, this other song I did. And then I don't know if you knew, but I was the only one that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, stop calling out my playbook.
Tomorrow we do have more audio from our hangout session with BTS at this time, so make sure you tune in for that.
Yep, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
All right, we're going to have some fun. Mother's Day weekend coming right at you in a couple of days. Tomorrow, many Latina moms, especially Mexicanas, celebrate the 10th of May, and then everybody else again on Sunday.
I love that that Latino moms are like completely unabashedly like down for celebrating both days.
You know what
I
mean?
And everybody I talk to with a Latino mom is like, oh, dude, they stick it to me both days. They don't even like say, you can't average it out and give like, you know, like 1 half-ass present one day, 1 half-ass the other one. You gotta have like 2 distinct dates.
Like on El Dia de Mayo, 10th of May, you give her the left shoe.
Right.
And then on Sunday, you give her the right shoe.
For all the ingredients for breakfast in bed on Friday, and then I cook it on Sunday.
See, I can't wait for me because my birthday is the day after Mother's Day. So I'm gonna milk that for sure. Mother's Day gift and a birthday gift. Don't try to half-ass me, you know?
Speak it into existence, Chels. Chels already being a mom.
I was thinking you could use it on your mom to cancel out. Yeah. Like, Mom, can't we do a little truce this year? Look, my birthday's Monday. Don't do nothing. I won't do anything for Mother's Day.
Facts. All right, we're going to have a little fun with this, and we want to ask you, and be honest, who would you rather be your mom? All right, we have 3 new celebrity moms that we're going to present to you. Option A, you have Cardi B, hip-hop royalty. Option B, Meghan Markle. You could be British royalty. Or option C, Amy Schumer to be your mom. You could be comedy royalty. Hit us up, call us, or just shoot us a text and tell us why, though. Who would you rather be your mom, Cardi B, Meghan Markle, or Amy Schumer? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Hands down, I would say Cardi B for me, guys. Not only because I believe the food's going to be better because she's half Dominican, but also because I feel she would do the best job of always keeping me humble.
Mm.
You know, and down to earth by constantly reminding me exactly where I came from.
Yes, true.
She's like, mijo, come over here when I'm trying to act out. Come over here, mijo. Let me remind you real quick where you came from.
I'm right here. This is where I birthed my daughter from. This part right here, this is the part that gives the comfort.
All right, fantastic, mommy. Thank you. Appreciate you telling me that about dad. Appreciate
the only
you.
Bad part about Offset would be your dad in this scenario.
For how long, though?
Well, the only bad part about Cardi B would be you show up for school in, like, 4th grade, 5th grade, 6th grade, whatever, and everyone would be laughing at you. Like, what? You're like, you guys didn't see that Instagram rant about your mom just did about you on the, like, you just got out of the car.
Or she would, like, put you on blast for anything you do. You, like, pee the bat. You know what I mean? You, like, pee your pants. I feel like she would, like, she'd put it on Instagram.
Stop
everything.
Talking smack about my mom.
Just saying.
Chill out, honey. Chelsea, who would you choose?
Hands down, Meghan Markle.
Oh, British royalty.
Okay, having royal blood, I feel like that there's not much better than that. There's so many perks to that. Like, the like dating pool would be huge.
Really?
Like, yeah.
That's where your head's at.
No, I'm just saying, that's just where I went. But
you
like,
mean your arranged marriage pool
so
would be?
There's so many perks. No arranged marriage. Okay. But I mean, I think it's like, how can you not want to be royalty? That would be awesome.
That's fact. That's fact. What's your boo,
see, I'd pick Meghan Markle, but for a whole different reason. Because I just want to make a mess of the royal family. Like, the whole system.
You'd
I
be
think
like
it's
the drunken.
I feel like it's ridiculous. No, I'd just be like chaos. I'd be a problem. I'd be a protester. I'd be like man of the people. I would be a real pain in the ass for the British royal family. And that's the only reason I do it. Because all the other stuff, it's like kind of nice. But I also just think that that whole thing is kind of just a sham. So I like to wreck it.
It was funny. You can see Brian, like at 10 years old, like doing a protest march outside his own house.
Yeah, that's right, man. We got to pay the people more, man.
Outside his own castle.
Down with the monarchy.
Tamara, social media, who would you choose to be your mom? You got Cardi B, Meghan Markle, or Amy Schumer?
I'm definitely going with Meghan Markle.
Yes, girl. We can be sisters.
I want to be royalty in way.
Little correction, you are royalty, girl.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I am. I have won a few titles.
Why don't you say that to me, Edgar?
Because she actually won titles.
Yeah.
She legit won titles, right?
I did. Yeah.
So there you go. All right, hit us up via call or text 877-971-HITS. Who'd you rather be your mama? You got Cardi B to choose from, Meghan Markle, or Amy Schumer? Raymond from Hawthorne. Good morning, bro.
Good morning, man.
Yo, who would you rather be your mama, bro? You got Cardi B, Meghan Markle, or Amy Schumer?
I got Cardi B, man. She's pretty G, man. I got offset by dad, too. I mean, come on.
It is pretty. I mean, you're gonna be the flyest dressed baby on the block. That's for sure. And out of these three couples, the print like the little prince is gonna have to wear like some nerdy ass pants,
high socks,
like those weird like knickers.
Oh man,
for real, bro.
Bro, Hector. Hector's your name, right?
Nah, Raymond, bro.
Raymond. Sorry, your caller ID says Hector. Is that your dad? Are you on his cell phone plan?
Yeah.
Busted by the caller ID.
He's like, that's why I try to get Cardi B to be my mama.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Raven, how would you roll up to school, man? What kind of car do you think Cardi B would buy you, and how would you be dressed?
Man, I think she would buy me a little Bentley, you know, some light. You know?
Some light. Raymond, appreciate you, bro. Give your dad a shout out for having you on his cell phone plan, my man.
All right. I guess so.
He's about to hear this and cut you off, bro. Later, Raymond.
Right.
Appreciate you listening, man. Right, Becky from Long Beach, who would you rather be your mom? You got Cardi B, Meghan Markle, or Amy Schumer?
Cardi B, because she has probably the best weed.
What? Kill me.
I don't know. Amy could give her a run on that, I'm sure. Comedy world.
What about that royal weed, though?
They got some like weird. They probably smoke out of weird, like ancient British pipes.
Yeah,
like 8-foot pipes.
I wonder if they do, though. You think they do?
I mean,
the royals, do they smoke?
For medical reasons.
Queen Elizabeth looks pretty lit.
Your eyes are red. There.
Becky, so for that reason alone, just you feel Cardi B has the best stash of weed. Bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Look at her.
Whoa.
It's Cardi B. She's killing songs left and right.
Yeah.
She has a beautiful baby, and
there
she's just so fit. Hey, come on.
You got
she
it.
Smokes weed.
She smokes weed.
What?
Well, now you know the formula, moms. Becky, appreciate you calling in. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much. Right.
What are techs saying, Brian? Any votes for other than Cardi B, bro?
Yeah, we got a couple. I'm going to read those ones first. From 661. Definitely picking Amy. Not only is she hilarious, she would be such a fun mom. That is until you see one of her comedy specials where she's trashing you on Netflix.
Not very good for your self-esteem. Mm-hmm. But she would be that mom that goes out to the club with you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
She'd do it just for material. From the 310, we got Amy, grow up tough. I think she's got a good grip on real life. We'd be shopping at Target on the daily.
I love Target.
From the 562, Meghan, definitely. That woman is broken barriers. She would be an amazing mom.
Yeah.
And finally, from the 562, hands down, Cardi B. She's straight up badass. My mom is her Mexican version.
There you go. All right, Chelsea, so has it changed your mind, or you still want Meghan Markle?
I mean, they all sound great, but I gotta stick with the royalty.
Royalty,
right?
Brian, you're sticking with Meghan.
You know, I'll give Amy a vote, man.
There you go.
I feel like if I knowing myself, if I grew up with Cardi B, I'd be a real problem. I feel like Amy would make fun of me enough as a child that I'd keep my ish together, and I can't be trusted with royal power.
Facts on that. Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us and playing around with this topic. Happy Mother's Day weekend. Much love.
The Chelsea Report.
So it seems like we have a royal baby scandal on our hands. Was baby Archie actually born 2 weeks ago and not 2 days ago, claiming? So you guys may remember, 2 weeks ago, I reported on this. There were ambulances spotted at the castle. People were saying Meghan was in labor, but then it kind of went quiet. It was a false alarm. We didn't hear anything. But now we're thinking that could have been when Archie was born. Because yesterday, when Prince Harry and Meghan Markle introduced Archie to the world, it seems like Harry kind of slipped up a little bit and said 2 weeks ago. Here's the audio.
He has the sweetest temperament. He's really calm, and it's been a special couple days.
Everyone says the baby's changed so much over 2 weeks. We're basically sort of monitoring how the changing process happens over this next month, really. It's only been, 2.5 days, 3 days?
Yeah.
We're just so thrilled to have our own little bundle of joy.
He messed up, man. He definitely caught an elbow.
Yeah, I'm just going to say 2 days again, and hopefully they'll forget that I said the 2 weeks.
Wrong. I think he just did what a lot of my friends do when they wait a little while to put their baby up on Facebook because their baby was ugly.
Yo.
Their baby was ugly right away, and they're like, we're not sure if we're going to show this one off. Let's give him a couple weeks to settle into that weird head.
Yo, facts. Bro, you don't understand how many times I asked the doctor after my first daughter was born, and she was born naturally. I asked, yo, is her shape of her head normal? Like, is it okay? DJ Majestic?
I remember at one point you even asked me, yo, Maj.
Yeah.
She's cute, right? Like, what do you think? You can be real with me, dog.
Like, 3 days old, man. And she had like a cone head. Remember that movie, Cone Heads? Because she came out through the natural canal. Like, I get it. I didn't know your head like did that, though, to be able to come out naturally through the canal.
That's why that babies have the soft spot on top of their head so their skull is flexible.
Mm-hmm.
So
I was like, yo.
Can maneuver.
It looks like a point ball pen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just like, what's going on?
I love that bro talk. She's cute, right, bro?
Go, come on,
yeah,
bro.
She's cool. She's cute. Like,
be real. But not too cute. Not too cute. I don't want to be too cute. But
this is
by the way, her head's fine now.
Okay, yeah.
Good, guys.
This is interesting, too. Did Amy Schumer prank us by releasing a fake baby name? Get this. She announced her kid's name is Jean Attell Fisher. It made sense because we all assumed Attell was a tribute to her fellow comedian, Dave Attell, who's her mentor. Mm-hmm. Brian, you told us that yesterday.
100%. 100% that is a fact.
But some people are thinking Amy is punking us and it's all a dirty joke because when you say the name fast, Jean Attell Fisher, it sounds like, Brian?
Well, they were saying genital fissure, which fissure is like a small tear. So they were saying like, you know, babies tear it up a little bit when they don't just breeze out like a chute. You know what I mean?
So did she, like, who put out the name?
So Amy actually put it out on her Instagram. So people are saying, and this sounds like a joke she would make.
It's like a prank on everybody.
Yeah,
like,
but Amy hasn't come out and said it's a joke. But I think if it isn't a joke, that's even funnier.
Yeah, it is funny.
Like, oh my God.
I don't think Amy would be, that's corny, right? To name your kid for real something that you thought was funny. That's like the mad corny thing to do. I don't think she'd do that. Her sense of humor is different. I would err more on the side of the fact that her husband's last name is Fisher. Dave Attell is legitimately her mentor.
Yeah.
Like Dave Attell has been like her guiding force, also a father figure for her because her dad has severe MS and has not been part of her life for the last 15, 20 years. But Jean is the only name that you're like could kind of make that a funny thing.
Yeah.
But I just don't see her doing like kind of that kind of lame joke.
Yeah.
Well, now, and if it was a coincidence, now she's probably like, oh, man.
I can't do anything, man.
Hey, what do I do?
Amy, it's all good. If you haven't signed the birth certificate, do what I did and change it.
Yeah, you did do that. Good.
On my second daughter, we thought it was going to be Isabella Alani. And then when we looked at her and we would call her Isabella, she wouldn't respond. Like, I know she's a newborn, but it just didn't fit.
Stubborn. She's
Then we flipped. We're like, Alani Isabella. And she kind of vibed with it. And plus, again, it was available in a clean version on Instagram.
And what do you mean by a newborn vibing with it? She just wiggled around?
Just the way she looked at me. You know what I'm saying?
She didn't make a sour face and throw up a middle finger.
Yeah. So, she didn't yak on me.
Real fast, I want to play the song of the summer. Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran just released another snippet of I Don't Care. Let's play a little snippet of that. I'm gonna ride. No, that's not it.
That's okay.
That's not it. Cause I don't care, so as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by someone. And that drops tonight at midnight, and that's probably right about where the beat drops, because it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be a song of the summer. So
we all hope something drops after that.
Hopefully Producer Brad drops that joke.
Yeah.
About Tom Road every time.
I love that Edgar's sick of it now. Come on. I've been sick of it for like 3 weeks.
Let me clarify, I'm not sick of the song, but the joke, yes.
In the song. Okay. That's That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Oh, look at producer Brad.
He's all sad now.
He's all sad.
Yes,
Chelsea.
He should be sad.
No,
it's
apologize.
A sad joke.
Chelsea, I'm so messed up.
No,
in here.
I don't apologize, producer Brad.
That's true.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
As you know, we like to be very real, very honest here on our show and talk about everything. Funny things, real things, serious things, health issues. And Brian got a colonoscopy yesterday. He's about to reveal the results. And appreciate you doing this, bro, because not only that, but, you know, your younger brother, Pat, had colon cancer. And God willing, we'll find out soon that he's completely clear of it.
Right.
But so far, so good.
Everything looks good. They think so. They just want to make sure that he gets enough time to, like, really get the screenings done.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, thankfully, we have this platform to bring awareness to things like this and encourage you to get a colonoscopy. But right now, we're about to find out the results and also play some audio. Because, of course, Brian's like, yo, man. Record me coming out of anesthesia. It should be funny. So we also have the audio he's going into this colonoscopy thinking of like, I hope the audio is good.
It was 8 minutes of rambling that I chopped it like 40 seconds.
Thank you for that, by the way.
Here's what I learned the most out of starving myself for 36 hours and then doing like the colon flush with all the fluids and stuff is that Instagram is definitely spying on me, spying on everybody. It listens to everything because all I had in my Instagram feed was just food advertisements like Taco Bell was trying to get me. Jack in the Box was sliding into my DMs. It's crazy.
You know what's so true and so crazy? Because I constantly get different things. Like somebody was promoting Filipino sweatshirts because I hang out with DJ Majestic so much. it just popped up on myself on my Instagram feed. So facts on that, bro.
So after the show yesterday, I kind of ran out of gas about 9:15 yesterday. Like I hit the point where I didn't have enough calories in my body to like maintain anymore. So I was really tired. Roll over to LaPierre Surgical Center on Wilshire. They are awesome. Like big shout out to Dr. Dabib, Dr. Tom, Janelle, the clinic manager, and then nurses. National Nursing Week. George, Ian, Enna, and Chindu. They were amazing. I think the roughest part was waiting to actually have the procedure. Like you get, you know, dressed down in your gowns and stuff and you check in, do all that. And then you just have to wait with an IV and you're just chilling in a bed because they got to wait for the operating room to open up. Mm-hmm. That part takes the longest. Then you roll right in, man. You roll right in. And I was talking to Dr. Tom, the anesthesiologist. And I'm like talking about radio and stuff, goofing around. And they're like, yeah, you're just going to roll on your side. And then next thing I know, bam! Lights out.
You're out.
Yeah. Lights out. I'll play the audio of me coming out of anesthesia at the end because it's funnier than just the results. But first, I want to play the results of what they found in my colonoscopy.
Okay. You look great. Okay. Very healthy. Very normal. You did have some polyps. You had a total of 5.
Okay.
One of them a little larger. 4 of them very small.
So the one that was large is good that I was in now.
It's good. Yeah. I mean, not that next week would have done anything.
No. But 1 week turns into 2 years for me.
So they all to my eyes look completely healthy and benign, but I'm going to send it over to the pathology lab and then we'll know better exactly the type. And then after that, we'll determine when to do your X-ray.
So they found 5 polyps, 4, he said they all looked benign to him, but 1 was large enough that it was a little, you know, of concern. Mm-hmm. We're going to send it over to the lab and get test results on it.
Yeah.
And that to find out what kind of polyp it is,
right.
If it's like cancerous, has cancer cells or whatnot. And that'll determine when my next one is, right?
Got it.
Like whether I got to come back 10 years, 5 years, whatever. And that's the cool part to me was, and I think it was important for me, and I think it's an important lesson to share with everybody is, so I had 4 that were, you know, tiny and 1 that was kind of on the larger side. Mm-hmm. And like I said, 1 week turns into 2 years for me. Like you put things off. It's so easy to put off health stuff.
Easy,
right?
Man.
Like, oh, I'll go to the dentist eventually. Yeah. You don't go for like 9 years.
Facts.
So that's why I want to encourage people to go get your colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Dr. Beeb, they're all awesome. And you don't, colon cancer, you don't want to let, like, I don't want to be here in 5 years with stage 3 colon cancer because I just didn't, like, follow up and go get the colonoscopy. Yeah.
Well, man, thank you for sharing that, bro. God willing, that also that comes back saying that it's there's no issues with that one.
Yeah,
like one polyp they're sending for.
Yeah, And he said it looked benign. So, but coming out of anesthesia, man, boy, I tell you that you knock out fast. It feels like a nap. So if you're worried about the surgery part, don't, because boy, you feel rested afterwards.
Yeah.
But coming out, I had like an 8-minute rambling session that I cut into a montage of kind of the greatest hits.
Greatest
and I was kind of just wanting to give people awards and tell people how much I liked them.
Aww.
Yeah, and I talked about radio. I even did a little singing.
Oh, Dr. B, you the real MVP. Lexus, I like to thank you guys for having me. I got a scratch from my nose. You guys are the best around. Take my horse and ride till I can't no more. Got horses in the back. Just brought in the back. Almost put my gown on backwards. I didn't know which side the front open slits part goes. But I figured it out. I love you guys, man. I love you.
That's awesome.
I'm a very friendly. I'm like a drunk pirate from Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm like, hey, everybody, come on down.
Cheersing everyone. Right. Give
you
big
were
hug.
So nice. Yeah. I think we need to give you a little anesthesia every morning, my man.
Dr. Tom, come in here and drug me up.
Come on.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
Dopest moment award going down right now. And it goes out apparently to some roast that happened this morning.
It was a roast.
Which I don't agree with.
You walked in here like a Wild West gunslinger that just wanted to roast everybody.
Listen, and those of you that are listening, you're going to hear what happened in the very first break of our show at 6 in the morning. And what is being implied here by Brian, Chelsea, DJ Majestic, and the whole crew is that I started roasting everybody early in the morning.
30 seconds in the show, and I wanted to start crying.
Oh, get out of here, Chelsea. Don't start that one either. But honestly, I'm just going to plant this in your head right now, the seed. For those of you listening, I think Brian was the one that was really roasting everybody, not me.
He added fuel to the fire,
okay,
for sure.
Okay, Majestic, don't stick up for Edgar.
Let's listen to this. Let's listen to this. I think Brian's the one that did it, but whatever. I'm getting blamed for it. Here we go. Before I continue saying good morning, I just want to say the youngest member of our crew hit a huge monumental moment in her life. We'll get to it in a second. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Chelsea's not the youngest, I guess.
I know. I was like, whoa.
Hey, before I get on, move on to this old bag over here. I'm telling you about this young
chick.
That's
literally how I just felt.
You're the second youngest.
No, I'm not. Okay.
Producer feels. Brad is younger than you, Chelsea?
Yes.
No way.
Isn't that insane?
He's an old soul, and that beard really will... Jeez. When a man grows out like a big old bushy beard, they become like impossible to guess their age.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he does it to hide double chins. Oh. Good morning.
Edgar just mowing people down today. Right. Chelsea, you're old. Brad, you're fat.
Who's next?
Who wants a piece of the champ?
My voice is somewhat back, and I'm ready to dish it. Let's go. I think, Brian, you get the dopest moment for roasting,
yeah, but
bro.
I think Brian was saying what we were all thinking, because exactly. I literally thought that exactly. I was like, wow, Edgar, because he's not talking about me, because I'm clearly not the youngest in the room, and I felt like you were calling out my age.
By the way, that's just a fact. Second of all, I'm not the one called you an old bag. Brian
look. You ever go to a karaoke bar and they have to have the ball that bounces across the words on the bottom so you can read them correctly? I'm just the roast translator, all right? Now, maybe I use some harsher wording, but that's because Edgar needed a translation.
You pointed at Brad and said, you fat guy. It's terrible.
You're fat.
Anyways, for those of you who are wondering, like, yo, what is a monumental moment in the youngest crew member? I messed up that one, too.
Yeah. So
it's actually Tamara from social media. Mm-hmm. And you know when you're like listening to somebody talk, but then you're also kind of distracted, so you kind of get half of the story. Mm-hmm. I heard yesterday Tamara was talking about how she finally moved out of her parents' house in Palmdale. Yeah, and I was like, yo, congratulations, because I know how long she's been trying to move out for. Uh-huh. So this morning I'm like, yo, let's all celebrate this monumental moment. And then while I'm saying it, Chelsea's literally looking at me, like being like, yo, bro, stop.
I
no.
I was like, abort. Actually correct. Yeah, please abort this mission because it's not true.
So the other side of the story that I didn't hear completely is that, yes, she did move out of her parents' house.
Yes.
In Palmdale.
Yes.
But she moved into another house with her parents in Valencia.
Oh, there you go. There it is.
Yeah, so they moved.
They moved.
Houses. Yes. I mean, but still, family is intact.
Still with my mama.
To be optimistic about it, technically for like 45 minutes on that drive from Palmdale to Valencia, Tamara officially moved out of her parents' house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she moved right back in.
Right? Good call.
Let's celebrate the fact that she doesn't have a two-hour commute home now.
That's true. Amen.
LA to Palmdale. Yes. All right. Yes, your thieves coming up next, taking over your radio, hooking you up with some more money. We got $1,000 every hour at 10:10, 11:10, 12:10. You get the idea, all the way through 5 p.m. All right. Love you guys. Don't allow anyone or any roast to steal your joy or your peace.
Now Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings.
97.1.
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.